One of the greatest women of the 20th century was Marie Stopes, a woman from Leatherhead, who has directly impacted, for the better, many women's lives around the world by opening the first family planning clinic. The opening of the clinic created one of the greatest social impacts of the 20th century and marked the start of a new era in which couples, for the first time, could reliably take control over their family planning. Marie Stopes wasn't just a heroic woman. She was a woman filled with courage and determination to stand up for what she believed in, which was the equality of men and women, which is an eternal virtue. Marie Stopes was interested in the idea of equal rights from an early age, seeing as her mother was the first woman in Scotland to obtain a university degree. Her university experiences turned her into a passionate equal rights campaigner, and she made sure her daughter was fully aware of the arguments for women's suffrage. It was Marie's strong views that led her to write the novel Married Life, in which she argued that marriage should be an equal relationship between husband and wife, something which was not commonly discussed in the 20th century. Looking at the times we live in now, it is safe to say that equal rights are a common factor in our lives, whether it is through jobs or simply through our relationships. After the surprising success of her novel, she wrote another on the then-sensitive subject of birth control. She had become interested in this subject after hearing about women dying of self-induced abortions. Wise Parenthood was a brief guide to contraception, saving many deaths from abortions if falling pregnant. It upset the leaders of the English Church and the Catholic Church, who believed that it was wrong to advocate the use of birth control, which shows just how far Marie Stopes would go to protect the health of women. Her liberal actions, such as writing letters to the Pope and chaining a copy of her book, Roman Catholic Methods of Birth Control, to the front of Westminster Cathedral, highlight just how heroic and fearless she really was. It is important, though, to reiterate just how difficult it was for women's rights in the early 1900s, as it highlights how brave Stopes was in her flight. Women did not get the vote until 1918, and even then it was only women over 30, and they had no right to divorce, showing that in this climate her stance was remarkable. By using non-violent means in her other crusades, such as attempts to stop educational authorities from sacking married women teachers, to persuading the Inland Revenue to tax husbands and wives separately, it shows what a visionary she was. Marie Stopes' legacy exists to this day and has helped millions of women. The goal of Marie Stopes International is to help stop the prevention of unwanted births. Their mission is children by choice, not chance. And their vision is to maximise the quality of care, improve efficiency, and build sustainable programmes. The Marie Stopes International Global Partnership now spans over 42 countries, has 572 clinics with 6,000 team members. A massive achievement, all from a woman from Leatherhead, whom 88 years ago decided to set up a family planning clinic. She is a hero as she shows dedication, perseverance, and leadership in a time when women had a limited voice.